Update.
Surface Decoration Techniques by Kevin. Sgraffito Greenware, Leather Hard Decoration. Sgraffito is a wonderful surface technique. Use your needle tool or a ball-tipped tool to make marks in your clay. Sgraffito comes from the Italian term that means scratched. It is a wonderful way to make surface decoration. It is a wonderful way to make expressive, decorative pieces. 2. Mishima Greenware and Bisque Decoration. Mishima is an island in Japan, however, it was transported from Korea during the 16th century. Mishima is a ceramic technique where you inlay slip, underglaze, or a contrasting colored clay into the main clay used to form your piece. N. 3. Slip Decoration Greenware Decoration. Slip is clay that has been watered down so that it flows. Slip is essentially the liquid form of clay. Slip decoration is done by adding colorants, artificial stains, or raw oxides to the liquid clay. It can then be slip trailed or brushed onto your clay. 4. Slip trailing greenware decoration. Slip trailing is the process of adding slip to an applicator to draw on your ceramic work at the leather hard stage. 5. Slip transfers greenware decoration. Slip transfers are a fun way to make designs on your curvy piece. Paint your design onto a piece of newsprint and transfer it onto your piece. 6. Stencils greenware or bisque decoration, usually done on greenware at the leather hard stage. You can make your stencils or buy commercial stencils. You can use a cutting machine or make them by hand. It is a wonderful way to create designs that you can add to many different pieces. 7. Wax resist greenware or bisque, but usually done on bisque ware. Wax resist is a technique that is done either at the leather hard stage or bisque stage. You can use wax on your raw clay to make sure that no glaze or color gets onto that part of your piece. Similarly, you can add color to your piece and apply wax so that the next colors you lay down won't affect the piece. 8. Latex resist greenware or bisque, but usually done on bisque ware. Latex resist is similar to wax resist, except with latex resist you can remove it. With a latex resist, you can brush a layer on, dip or brush your glaze on, let it dry, remove the latex resist, and repeat the process. Unlike with wax resist latex resist, you can remove it when you are done resisting that area. Using the wax resist and latex resist tother can make fun, cool effects. 9. Tape resist bisque ware stage. Tape resist is a fun way to make geometric line patterns. Add a layer of slip or underglaze down, use the tape resist, and paint another color over it. You can have so much fun making linear patterns with tape resist. 10. Underglaze decorations. Greenware or bisque ware stage. 10A. Underglaze transfers greenware or bisque ware stage. You can buy underglaze transfers from many different places. I love using commercial underglaze transfers to make wonderful decorative designs. You can mix and match underglaze transfer designs to make cool motifs. 10B, DIY underglaze transfers greenware or bisque ware stage. Instead of buying commercial underglaze transfers, you can create your own one-of-a-kind underglaze transfers. You need a few tools, water, and a sponge. It is really easy to make your own underglaze transfers, and it makes your piece stand out. 11. Underglaze sponging. 12. Spraying.